Today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show, take every shot in the offseason as if it were to win the state championship.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
Hi, this is Jay Billis of ESPN. You're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show. I'm sweating already.
Thanks for tuning in to our effort to bring timely, relevant microclinics to coaches all across the world. This is Rich Sislowski sitting in for Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Dish, the most advanced shooting machine in the world. Today's show is for those coaches who are heading into a period where you will not be able to work with your players directly. You may be a high school coach heading into a dead period, a college coach with players home for the summer, a club coach whose spring or summer circuit comes to an end, or some other variation out there. At every level, a time comes when you take a break from the day-to-day player-coach interaction and instruction. As coaches, we all hope that these players will continue to work on their game while they're gone, but how we equip them to do so is usually a key factor in how effective they'll be. Here are three ways that you can prepare your players for the time spent on their own. Number one is to prepare them. Spend time making sure they know exactly what it is you want them to work on. Make sure they understand how you want the little things done. Teach them the nuances of footwork. Give them workouts specific to their needs. Talk to them about their current evaluation and what areas you want to see improved. Most of all, give them something they can strive to do daily. If you don't include some kind of daily habit-building exercise, they're more likely to fall off the proverbial wagon. Provide them with workouts covering all aspects of the game, as well as performance training to enhance their functional strength, conditioning, and flexibility. Number two is to challenge them. We leave our players with a 44-minute challenge when we break camp each summer. It's a letter written to them that changes slightly from year to year, but sounds a little something like this. Take the 44-minute challenge. In life, if you want to be successful at anything you do, you must put in the time and effort to hone your skills and give yourself the confidence to perform when it counts. The more you push yourself to work when no one is watching, on days where you don't really feel like doing it, and or without someone prodding you to do so, the more confidence you will gain and pride you will take in your achievements. From now until the day our next season begins, we are asking you to commit 44 minutes a day to basketball. Why 44 minutes, you ask? There are 1,440 minutes in every day. 44 minutes represents a mere 3% of that day and is a small investment that will pay huge dividends. Even if you take into account that the average kid sleeps for 9.4 hours or 564 minutes, there are still 876 minutes in your conscious day, and we are only asking for 5% of that day. Ask yourself if taking 5% of your waking day in order to prepare yourself to be a better player and teammate is worth it. Envision our program competing for a state championship every year and you being a big part of it. Take every shot in the offseason as if it were to win the state championship. If we do the work, we will enjoy and deserve the success we desire. There are many ways to free up 44 minutes in a day. Wake up 15 minutes early and watch one less TV show. Wake up 30 minutes early and play one less video game. Cut back on your social media time. The possibilities are endless. You can spend the 44 minutes in a variety of ways, including working on basketball skills, becoming a better athlete by conditioning, lifting weights, or playing other sports, or studying the game. We have provided you with several workouts to use during the offseason. Talk to your coaches about other workouts designed to help you specifically. Remember, you don't have to limit yourself to 44 minutes, but this is a great start. How good do you want to be? Will you commit the time necessary to become the player you want to be? Will your opponents? Best wishes, Coach Chez. We talk to them about this letter, and we try to make it clear that 44 minutes a day is not enough to become a great player. We talk about where they are on the spectrum, whether they just want to be a part of the team, whether they want to be a contributing member of the team, or if they're looking for a little bit more and want to contribute to a state championship or make it to the next level of play. We challenge them to be honest about where they are on that spectrum, and then we ask them to do workouts accordingly. The third way you can help players have an effective downtime is to check on them. Nothing motivates a player more than you letting them know that you are thinking about them and are there to help, even if it's remotely. Write letters, emails, or even texts just to check in and see how it's going. Ask if they need help with anything and always finish with a conversation about how their time off is going. This doesn't have to be basketball related. Those three things, along with a healthy appetite for improvement and success, can help players improve on their own during any stretch where you can't work with them directly. If you're looking for more help or ideas, the Pure Sweat website can help you with a virtual training app that players can subscribe to, as well as the Performance Vault, which provides complete off-season, preseason, and in-season workouts to give your players. That's it for today, but I'll be back soon. Time to get back in the gym.